Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Here at newsounds.org, we still can't have live guests in our studios, so for these Soundcheck podcasts, we're doing a mix of remote performances and some memorable sessions from our archives. This is one of the latter, and for this one, we take you back to 2016. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Mexico's indie pop star Natalia Lafourcade is a multiple Grammy winner, as in, she's won a pile of Latin Grammys, including most of the big awards last year, and then added a regular Grammy earlier this year, all for her breakthrough album called Hasta la Raíz, To the Roots. With YouTube views in the tens of millions, Natalia's songs, sung in Spanish, have reached across the Rio Grande to an English-speaking audience as well. And today, she's here in our studio to play a solo acoustic set. With the song Vámonos Negrito, here's Natalia Lafourcade live on Soundcheck.
Thank you so much. Vamos, vámonos, negrito. A caminar por la vereda, que yo tengo tanta cosa que contarte de mi tierra. Vamos, vámonos, negrito, a caminar por la vereda, que yo tengo tanta cosa que contarte de tierra. En mi tierra se respira puro aroma de alegría. En las olas se acobija toda su melancolía. En sus ojos deposito la esperanza de mis días. Y en estas melodías yo comparto a ti mi vida. Paso a paso y despacito, llévame hasta donde quieras, que yo tengo tanta historia que soltar como palomas. Paso a paso y despacito, llévame hasta donde quieras, que yo bailo con tu ritmo sin temer lo que suceda. Que la luna está mirando y las nubes nos esperan, que este mar me está llamando y la arena ríe sin pena, que este amor está naciendo como un río que va fluyendo, que este amor me está brotando como flores en el campo. Da. Da 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 color de su belleza. En la sierra se acobijan los que cuidan su riqueza, y en su sabiduría mis sueños de noche y día, y en estas melodías yo comparto a ti mi vida. Y en estas melodías yo comparto a ti mi vida. Vamos, vámonos, negrito, a caminar por la vereda.
That is Natalia Lafourcade live here in the Soundcheck studio with her song called Vámonos Negrito. You'll find it on her latest record, Hasta la Raíz, although, Natalia, the version on the record is, you know, a bit different sounding.
It's a bit different, yeah.
It's funny hearing that song, just you and the guitar, because it almost sounds like you're playing some old Mexican folk song from the 1940s.
Oh, thank you so much. That is a really good compliment.
And you are playing it on a brand new guitar.
Like it's one of those... a Dobro guitar.
Right.
Yeah. I just bought it yesterday.
So for folks who don't know...
I was actually having trouble with, because it's a little hard. So
it's a different...
It was a little... It's different, yeah. The way you have to play it is different, but I will get used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to become good friends.
Well, by the end of this session today, maybe
you'll
be good friends with your guitar.
We have to,
A Dobro is actually a brand name, but... You know, it's a metal guitar with looks like a big pie plate where the guitar hole would normally be.
Yeah.
And so they were the original electric guitars back in the 1930s.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You were telling me before you name your instruments, right?
Yeah, some of them, yes. That's funny, you know. I have a guitar that I use for life. That one is called Julia, because when I bought it, I was in Boston with my friend, and we were trying to play Julia by the Beatles. So she was like, you should name your guitar Julia. So that's the name of that one. And I have another one that my guitar player gave me just like 1 month ago, and her name is Guerrera, because his name is Gustavo Guerrero. He's from Venezuela. So I named the guitar Guerrera.
All right, so you'll need to think about an appropriate name for this new guitar.
Yeah.
So, Natalia, the album Hasta la Raíz, it won, you know, Song of the Year, Recording of the Year in the Latin Grammys, but also the Alternative Awards, Alternative Album, Alternative Song.
Yes.
And then in the Grammys earlier this year, you won for Best Latin Rock, Urban, or Alternative. So that word alternative keeps coming up.
I know.
Both in our Grammys and the Latin Grammys.
Yeah.
Alternative to what?
I don't know. I don't understand, really. It's just like, it's just music.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, me personally, I love mixing genres, different genres into pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with my last two albums, I've been trying to be simple with music, you know, like to make songs that people will understand, and they will be close to be connected to the meaning of the lyrics and the songs. So,
Are you aiming at an American audience as well as a Spanish speaking ones?
Well, I believe that music is a universal language. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you do, like, I love African music, for example, and I don't understand the lyrics, but it gives me so much that, and I love it. And I was listening a lot to many songs in English before I was able to speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love those songs. So I think that in a way it doesn't matter, like as long as you like the music and the way it sounds, and you can feel when somebody is giving the music from the heart, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm also a big fan of African music and lots of music from around the world, and it's something I've enjoyed for many, many years. And you know, I know I'm not getting all the lyrics, I'm not getting the full message of all of the songs, but you know, the Italians have a saying, prima la musica, the music first.
Say, the music and yeah, you will feel it, like you feel it in a way. And my father, who is also a musician, he says that there is just two type of music, the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Well, Duke Ellington said that too. And
yeah, many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was telling me that since I was very little.
And what kind of music did your father play?
Well, he mostly classic music. Like he builds harpsichords.
Really? He built his own harpsichord?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. So he played early classical music.
Yeah.
Like Bach and Baroque music.
Yeah. And my mother is a musician as well. She was playing piano when I was very little. Mm. There was the music at home all the time.
So you didn't have a chance. You were going to grow up to be a musician one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, when I was little, I wanted to do many things. I wanted to dance. I wanted to act. I wanted to paint. I always like, I want to be an actress. I wanted to do many things. But there was a moment when I was like 14 years old that I was like, no, I think I want to write songs and I want to do music.
But there's a long tradition in Mexico of singers and songwriters who then go and make movies.
Yeah, many people ask me all the time, like, are you going to make a movie? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe one day. Who knows? It would be great, a musical movie or something like that.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, some of the music videos for the songs on this record, you know, Hasta la Raíz, the song, I think 25 million views. And there's one of the other songs has 30 million views.
Nunca es suficiente. Yeah. The way I write and the lyrics, I am thinking about images all the time and colors and textures and all that. So I try to put that as much as I can into my music and into the videos, because that's the closest I can be to that, no? To having this feeling of making something visual.
So the song you're going to play for us next is the title track from Hasta la Raíz. So it means to the roots. Which roots in particular were you thinking of when you wrote this song?
Well, that song, it's funny that Hasta la Raíz is the title of the album, but it's probably one of the last songs that I made. And I made that song with a friend of mine whose name is Leonel Garcia. He's a great composer from Mexico. So it was like this song came through us. Mm-hmm. Like, I actually don't feel it like it is really mine, you know. It's very funny, but when that happens, it's pretty magic, and it came so fast in a very magic way.
Yeah.
So it's a very important song.
And a very popular one as well. Let's hear a live solo performance of the song. This is Hasta la Raíz. The translation would be To the Roots. It's the title track from the album of the same name, the latest from the Mexican indie pop singer and songwriter Natalia Lafourcade.
Sigo cruzando ríos, andando selvas, amando el sol. Cada día sigo sacando espinas de lo profundo del corazón. En la noche sigo encendiendo sueños para limpiar con el humo sagrado cada recuerdo. Cuando escribo tu nombre en la arena blanca con fondo azul, cuando miro al cielo en la forma cruel de una nube gris, aparezcas tú. Una tarde subo una alta loma, miro el pasado, sabrás que no te he olvidado. Yo te llevo dentro hasta la raíz, y por más que crezca vas a estar aquí. Tras la montaña me encuentro un campo lleno. cada momento de no saber son la clave exacta de ese tejido que ando cargando bajo la piel. Así te protejo, aquí sigues dentro, yo te llevo adentro hasta la raíz, y por más que crezca vas a estar aquí. Aunque yo me oculte tras la montaña, me encuentre un campo lleno de caña, no habrá manera, mi rayo de luna, que tú te vayas, que tú te vayas. Yo te llevo dentro hasta la raíz, y por más que crezca vas a estar aquí. Aunque yo me oculte tras la montaña, me encuentre un campo lleno de caña, no habrá manera, mi rayo de luna, que tú te vayas, que tú te vayas. No, oh, 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 no, oh, no, no, oh, oh, no, no,
once again, Natalia Lafourcade live on Soundcheck with her song Hasta la Raíz, To the Roots, title track for the album of the same name. And what about your family roots? Lafourcade is a French name, right? So there must be some French in your family background.
I think there is. But yeah, my father is actually from Chile, and he moved into Mexico
when?
The 75th.
75.
75.
So it was after the Pinochet.
All that thing, yeah.
Yeah. When a lot of musicians left Chile.
Yeah.
And many of them never went back.
No, like my father. Yeah. He never went back. Yeah, but there is like French family before him.
Right.
And
right.
My mother is from Mexico. So I am half from Chile and Mexico.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a world of immigrants, you know, and I think when we forget that, we forget some
we
of our own roots.
We get in trouble.
Yes, absolutely.
And, yeah.
Well, you know, that idea of looking back at Mexican culture, is that why you did the record of Agustin Lara songs?
I did the Agustin Lara's songs because I was feeling myself as an artist a little stuck. At that time, I was liking the music I was making, but I had this sensation of maybe I should learn something that will put me in a different place.
Take another step.
So
yeah.
I was working with Alondra de la Parra, which is like a very talented director.
Conductor, yeah.
Conductor.
Yeah, yeah, she's done a lot of stuff here in New York, too.
Yeah. So we were working together on a concert that we were going to do for the El Bicentenario in Mexico. In a very weird way, that connect me a lot to Mexico.
Yeah.
And to composers from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started like learning Agustin Lara's songs on guitar. And I realized then that it was very difficult and it was very different than my music. But that I could probably work with that.
Mm.
So then I went through the whole process, and it gave me a lot. It was great to work with his music. It gave me a lot of inspiration.
So this album, Hasta la Raíz, could this have happened without the Augustin Lara?
No, I don't think. I mean, every album is different.
Yeah.
But of course, at least to me, it matters what you live and what you go through before doing a new album.
Yeah.
It matters what you listen to and what you sing. For example, one of the things that I learned with Agustin Lara's music was singing from the heart and not from the voice, which was something that I wasn't doing before, you know what I mean? I was, in a weird way, I was singing from another place. Yeah. But he made me, it was challenging to sing his music. So he made me really like connect to the music and the songs and the lyrics.
Well, the results are on this album called Hasta la Raíz, To the Roots. And Natalia Lafourcade is performing some of these songs for us here in the studio. This next one is Nunca es Suficiente.
Never enough.
It's never enough. Another of
I
the...
I can't get no satisfaction. It's something like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In a very different style.
Yeah.
And in Spanish. So.
Well, you have the new Resonator guitar. Let's hear a live performance once again from Natalia Lafourcade.
Nunca es suficiente para mí, porque siempre quiero más de ti. Yo quisiera hacerte más feliz. Hoy, mañana, siempre, hasta el fin. Mi corazón estalla por tu amor. ¿Y tú qué crees? Que esto es muy normal. Acostumbrado estás tanto al amor que no lo ves. Yo nunca he estado así. Si de casualidad me ves llorando un poco es porque yo te quiero a ti. Y tú te vas jugando a enamorar todas las ilusiones vagabundas que se dejan alcanzar y no verás que lo que yo te ofrezco es algo incondicional. Y tú te vas jugando a enamorar, te enredas por las noches entre historias que nunca tienen final. Te perderás dentro de mis recuerdos por haberme hecho llorar. Nunca es suficiente para mí. Porque siempre quiero más de ti. No ha cambiado en nada mi sentir. Aunque me haces mal, te quiero aquí. Mi corazón estalla de dolor. ¿Cómo evitar que se fracture en mí? Acostumbrado estás tanto. Por haberme hecho llorar.
That's Natalia Lafourcade and a live performance of Nunca es Suficiente, It's Never Enough, from her latest album, Hasta la Raíz. Natalia and her brand new resonator guitar here in the Soundcheck studio. So Natalia, like many people around the world, you grew up listening to English language songs, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever consider writing a song in English?
Yes. When I did my fourth album, that one, the Hoo Hoo Hoo, I was living in Canada when I was writing that album. So, and I was also trying to learn how to speak English. So there was a moment when my brain was in trouble, really hard. And I was like having ideas in English. So I started to write in English. But then I went back to Mexico and I fell in love with all these composers from Latin America, and I forgot about the English part. But I might sometime. I don't know. Like I wouldn't say no and mm-hmm. never. I might.
Okay.
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, I love singing in English, and there are so many musicians. Like, I grew up listening to Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. I was listening a lot to Björk or Fiona Apple, PG Harvey. You know, like so many wonderful musicians that were doing the music in English. So I don't know, maybe.
Well, but it's been great seeing how well these songs have traveled, you know, and they're in Spanish, you know. But
I love that. Yeah. And it's so pretty to see that there is people that even though they don't speak the language, they get the music. Yeah. And that is probably one of the reasons I do music, because it's very magical when you can see that from the audience, to connect to the music in that way.
And in the meantime, the album Hasta la Raíz is out now. Natalia Lafourcade, it's been a great pleasure having you with us.
It's been a big pleasure to me. Thank you so much.
That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer. Una lombriz que no deja de mirar, de criticar toda la gente, de dividirla, de ser racista. Existe fresas, ricos, pobres, mexicanos y panistas.